bit different from my day.
You've no idea. Mike, can I borrow your phone? No signal on mine.
What's wrong with the landline?
Rather text.
Sorry, other court.
All right, here. Use mine.
Oh. Thank you.
It's an old mate of mine, John Watson.
Afghanistan or Iraq?
Afghanistan. Sorry, how did you know?
Ah, coffee. Thank you, Molly. What happened to the lipstick?
It wasn't working for me.
Really? I thought it was a big improvement. Mouth's too small now.
Okay.
How do you feel about the violin?
Sorry, what?
I play the violin when I'm thinking. Sometimes I don't talk for days on end. Would that bother you? Potential flatmates should know the worst about each other.
Oh, you told them about me?
Not a word.
Then who said anything about flatmates?
I did.
I told Mike this morning that I must be a difficult man to find a flatmate for. Now here he is after lunch with an old friend, clearly home from military service in Afghanistan. Wasn't a difficult leap.
How did you know about Afghanistan?
Got my eye on a nice little place in central London. Together we could afford it. We'll meet there tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. Sorry, I've got a dash. I think I left my riding crop in the mortuary.
Is that it?
Is that what?
We've just met and we're going to go and look at a flat.
Problem?
We don't know a thing about each other. I don't know your name. I don't even know where we're meeting.
I know you're an army doctor. And you've recently been invalided home from Afghanistan. I know you've got a brother with a bit of money who's worried about you, but you won't go to him for help because you don't approve of him, possibly because he's an alcoholic, more likely because he recently walked out on his wife. And I know your therapist thinks you're limp psychosomatic, quite correctly, I'm afraid. There's enough to be going on with, don't you think? The name's Sherlock Holmes, and the address is 221B Baker Street. Afternoon.
Yeah. He's always like that.